AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department revealed FBI agents found top secret records in an office and storage room at former President Donald Trump's estate in Florida last month. It was stashed in boxes at the home and commingled among newspapers, magazines, clothing, and other personal items. The AP's Eric Tucker has more on what else was found.
The FBI located and seized dozens of empty folders bearing classified markings. It is not clear from the document what those folders were meant to contain or what might have happened to the documents that were in them.
The Justice Department has said there was no secure space at Mar-a-Lago for sensitive government secrets and has opened a criminal investigation. The Labor Department reports 315,000 jobs were added last month, much less than what was reported in July. President Biden says it's a sign inflation may be easing.
The great American jobs machine continues its comeback. America workers are back to work, earning more, manufacturing more, building an economy from the bottom up and the middle out.
Inflation did fall in July compared to June, mostly as gas prices steadily dropped. NASA is preparing for a launch tomorrow from Florida of its new moon rocket after fixing fuel leaks and working around a bad engine sensor that foiled the first try. NASA's Jeremy Parsons says there are a lot of factors here.
This is a test flight, right? And so while I feel very good about our procedures, when you look the team in the eye, they're ready. We can't control the weather. And so on any given day, you know, there is risk that we'll be able to get off.
Atop the rocket is a crew capsule with three test dummies that will fly around the moon and back over the course of 6 weeks. Russian energy giant Gazprom says it can't resume the supply of natural gas through a key pipeline to Germany for now because of what it said was a need for urgent maintenance work. The announcement comes just hours before Gazprom was due to resume deliveries. This is AP News. G7 nations are pledging to move forward on a Russia oil price cap system.
Finance ministers want to impose a cap on the price of Russian oil in a bid to limit the Kremlin's revenues and ability to fund its war in Ukraine, while still curtailing the war's impact on energy prices and inflation. The ministers say the cap will bar insurance or shipping companies from helping Russia sell oil at prices above the set limit. The decision follows discussions at the group's summit earlier this year and aims at solving one of the vexing problems with sanctions against Russia. Global oil prices have risen on fears of restricted supply, which has only fattened the Kremlin's take. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A drug-sniffing dog led police at a Milan airport to nearly 30 pounds of cocaine stuffed into the leather upholstery of a motorized wheelchair, whose user immediately stood up and was arrested. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.